So thanks so much. Yeah, especially at the end of the event. Yeah. So may I first have your name?
My name is Mick Dwyer.
Nice to meet you. My name is Yu Chen.
Nice to meet you too.
Thanks. So let's start with an easy question. What did you have for lunch?
I had a stir fry.
Nice. Yeah. So so you just said that's not your first vote, right?
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about your stories on your first vote? What do you remember? What was your feeling that time, and how was your experience?
My first time voting was when I was a student at UWM, and I think we went to Hartford Avenue School in those days to go vote. And it was a while ago. So you had all the green bar forms where they too would send a list of who the students were and where you lived, and that's what we used for our proof of residence at the time. But I remember being excited to vote. I had waited a long time to be able to.
So do you remember other details or any other stories? Did you go with your classmates, or how was the day?
I'm guessing I went with my classmates at the time because I've always been very much a pro voter. I'm currently an election chief. And so once I could start volunteering, I would volunteer some years. And I always helped to get my friends to register to vote and try to get them to the polls.
Nice. So before you were able to vote, have you ever been to the voting station with your parents, or that's kind of a family thing?
Yes, we would go with our parents when they used to have the voting booth that you went into, and so we would go with them, and then I continued that tradition with my son, who is now a poll worker as well. So he's been coming along since he was probably since he was an infant.
That's really nice. So we can say it's kind of like a family tradition thing.
It's definitely a family tradition. I think I have 4 members this year working at the polling site that I'll be at. So we do, we're all very much voters and know the importance of voting.
So how about is that like just from your parents' generation, or is even like
have a longer tradition?
Oh, my parents were always voters. My dad at one point even ran for alderman in Milwaukee, and I had an uncle who was an alderman here in the city and a cousin who was a judge.
Wow. Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, I think that's how like really close, like involved with the voting system, right?
Definitely. It ends up being passed on, the importance of voting and getting out for every vote, not just the presidential races or the governor's race, that how important the local elections are to those of us living in a community as well.
That's nice. So speaking of that, so when you going to vote, like what is your like the deciding factor for the candidate, or what issues you are concerned about?
Well, this year I'm certainly concerned about abortion and women's health care. That is a big issue. I'm also, concerned about voting rights themselves. I mean, our voting rights are being taken away. It's being harder for people to vote. It's being especially hard for students to vote. Those that have immigrated here that are citizens, hard for them to vote. So those are probably my 2 biggest issues right now. And then, of course, you have Social Security and protecting Medicare and Medicaid and the social justice issues.
So that's basically, so how about like, if it's more like a local level, for the neighborhood, what do you consider?
I live in the city of Milwaukee. I think the city is very important to us. I want it to be viable. So I like leadership that is looking to the future and how we're going to keep people in the city, how we're going to grow the city, and how we're going to increase our tax base, keep businesses in the city. Our universities are very important to us, so we need to have leadership that finds education to be very important as well.
And previously you just mentioned like it's like the family tradition to maintain or emphasize the importance of vote. So could you tell us like why do you think voting is important?
Voting is one of the areas that it doesn't matter if you're male, female, rich, poor, 18 or 100. Everybody gets one vote, and your one vote is just as important as the person standing next to your one vote. And I know people don't think it's necessarily important or that their vote doesn't matter, but so many races come down to just a few voters. And so your vote does matter, and you should use it. We all have a civic duty to use it. We all live here, so we should not throw away our vote.
Thanks, that's really powerful. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to share with us regarding voting?
No, I don't think so. I just, please register, make sure you're registered to vote, and go vote. There's early voting starting October 22nd, so there'll be plenty of opportunities if you're not able to go on November 5th.
Great, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.